Latin American Journal of Trade Policy 9, 2021. Exchange rate volatility and its effect on Intrase Africa Community Regional Trade. This article is a revised and expanded version of a thesis entitled Exchange Rate Volatility and Its Effect on Intrase Africa Community Regional Trade presented at Moi University, Eldoret, Kenya for award of Master's Degree in Agricultural Economic and Resource Management. Thomas Mosby, Department of Agricultural Economics, Moi University. Email address, mosbtonas@gmail.com. Received, October 1, 2020. Modifications, April 10, 2021. Accepted, April 24, 2021. Silas Kiprono Simoy, Department of Agricultural Economics, Moi University. Clement Chiruitasin, Department of Economics, Moi University. Edwin Kipago Kipkoge, Department of Mathematics and Computer Science, University of Eldoret. Abstract. East Africa Community, EEC, exchange rate volatility spiraled up when the countries adopted the structural adjustment policies in early 1980s. The question that remains unanswered is whether exchange rate volatility hinders or promotes trade. The objective of this study was to determine the effect of exchange rate volatility and its effect on Intrase Africa Community Regional Trade. UniTrue tests results indicated that some of the variables were stationary, and on first difference all variables were I1. Difference panel data was fitted into a general autoregressive conditional heteroscedasticity model to measure volatility. Hausmann test showed that the fixed effect model was appropriate. Exchange rate, money supply, population, and foreign direct investment significantly determines Intrase Africa Community Regional Trade. It was concluded that exchange rate volatility is observable in the Intrase Africa region and further, exchange rate, money supply, population, and foreign direct investment significantly influenced Intrase regional trade. It is recommended that EEC member states should formulate policies that ensures exchange rate stability in the region to reduce unpredictability of exchange rate. Policy should be enacted to guarantee adequate money supply and encourage foreign direct investments. Keywords, East African Community, GARC, UniTrue and Exchange Rate Volatility. Balabras Claves, Comunidad de Africa Oriental, GARC, Raise Unit Area, Volatilidad del Tipo de Cambio. Introduction. The history of exchange rate volatility dates back to 1973, when Bretton Woods structure of immovable parities, which had its headquarters in New Hampshire, collapsed. This fall resulted in the implementation of fluctuating currency charge regimes by world economies. Throughout these uncontrolled currency conversion systems, movements in money conversion rate have remained uncertain, resulting in some unpredictable and undesirable effect on the balance of trade. Sosvlari Vero, 1991. While some economies welcomed the idea, others protested and warned on the negative effect, arguing that free volatile rate of exchange could have adverse effects on a country's exports. They argued that that unexpected variation of the exchange rates causes undesirable influence of risk to producers and makes them to alter or change their sales to home markets, thus negatively affecting the overall level of trade. The rise of exchange rates, besides prominence of intra-regional line of work for many emerging nations of the world, has amplified the degree of the real properties of its variation in bilateral rates amongst neighboring developing countries. Jadressis et al., 2001. Yuzio Kai et al., 2012, defined the rate of exchange as the charge of one nation legal tender in terms of another nation's legal tender. Owing to severe macroeconomic disproportions in the early 1980s and 1990s, most sub-Saharan African countries went on board to implement changes to liberalize their markets. The transformations commenced in closed exchange rate and global trade liberalization in concurrence with structural adjustment policy transformations. Wang Ye al, 2014. From here, the general objective of this research was to determine the effect of exchange rate volatility and selected macroeconomic variables on intra-East Africa community regional trade. Literature review. Exchange rate volatility and international trade. Implementation of uncontrolled exchange rate coordination from the cessation of Bretton Woods has initiated a huge improbability in currency conversion rate. Several theoretical studies support the negative proposition that oscillating currency conversion rates obstructs trade. Shapiro, 2009. Other studies concluded that volatile exchange rate promotes global or trade across national borders. Frank, 1991. Although other several empirical results have yielded insignificant findings. Yikarine and Gupta, 2013, studied the effect of volatile rate of currency conversion on service exports in unindustrialized nations by setting apart contemporary from old-style services. They point out that actual rate of currency conversion exaggerated transfers of commodities and traditional services in the same way but affected modern services by greater proportion. The study concluded that money devaluation may possibly be engaged as a tool designed for advancement in a short period, since the country could not indefinitely resist a devalued currency. Hooper and Collagen, 1978, stated that volatile exchange rate system hampers international trade. They argued that higher volatility results in greater charges for merchants who will thereafter reduce participating effort in foreign trade to avoid risk. On the other hand, DeGraw, 1988, suggested the opposite, arguing that if exporters adequately avoid risks, amplified unpredictability will intensify the anticipated marginal value of export earning and thus enhance exports. Todani and Manyama, 2005, noted that exchange rate across East Africa community has not been stable in relation to the United States currency, especially after the demise of Bretton Woods, which was the only structure of stable currency regime worldwide. The study also concluded that currency conversion rate increased further due to the introduction of SAPs in the early 1990s. Foreign Direct Investment and International Trade. Foreign Direct Investment, FDI, is one of the most important factors in an open and successful international trade and a major tool for development and prosperity. FDI has the following benefits. Technology transfer, support for the formation of human capital, improvement of competitive business environment. Contribution to international trade integration, and the promotion of development. Economically, FDI can support the improvement of environment and social condition in the host country by relocating cleaner technology, orientating to more socially responsible corporate policies, thus mitigating the global warming challenge. These benefits contribute to higher economic growth, which is the main instrument for alleviating poverty in an economy. Benefits from FDI show a discrepancy from one country to another, making it difficult to separate and measure them. UNCTAD, 2006. The impact of FDI on the international trade of a host country differs, depending on whether it seeks to be efficient, market-seeking, resource-seeking or strategic asset-seeking. FDI can have a greater contribution to economic growth in developing countries by supporting their export growth. Output resulting from efficiency-seeking FDI is typically anticipated for export, and therefore the effect of such FDI is most likely to be an increase in the host country's exports. WSQAL, 2016, studied the relationship between trade and FDI in Central and Eastern European countries, concentrating mainly on Hungary, Czech Republic, Poland, and the Republic of Slovakia. The study used a paneled gravitational model for each country for the bilateral trade in FDI, considering its interactions with the other three economies and with the three European Union leading profit-making trading partner. The study analyzed uneven surfaces of the trade, FDI nexus, using a fixed effects model, a random effects model, as well as an instrumental variable estimator, over the period 2000 to 2013. Findings suggested that FDI tolerates the trade partnership of Central and Eastern Europe, C, states, whereas interior FDI does not have substantial influence. Effect of inflation on international trade? Inflation is defined as a continued escalation of the general price level of a nationwide budget assumed either at the retail or wholesale level. The annual rate of conversion in this price level, generally articulated in index numbers, is the inflation rate. Amadio, 2012, refers to them as moments in which the values of many business transactions continue towards the sky. At such moments, average living standards deteriorate as consumer prices increase the cost of living. According to various schools of thought, inflation is a financial spectacle. Therefore, the reduction of inflation is fundamentally the objective of the financial strategy. This argument is based on the theory of the magnitude of the currency, which proposes that inflation is determined exclusively by the alteration of the comparative flow of currency and merchandise. Inflation echoes a drop in purchasing power over the unit of cash, that is, money loses value during inflation. The effects of inflation in an economy can be helpful or undesirable. Undesirable effects include the people holding money due to hesitation about forthcoming inflation. Ultimately, this discourages investment and saving. And if inflation dissolves sufficiently, shortage of commodities as customers hoard out of concern that prices would increase in the future. Positive effects occur when central banks of countries adjust real interest rates in order to mitigate recessions and promote investment in non-monetary capital projects, HIES, 2019. Money supply and international trade. Money supply is the total of financial possessions obtainable in a country at a certain period, Ina and Ella, 2019. They also include legal tender in circulation and demand for guarantees of monetary organizations. Monetary policy plays a critical role in bringing order to the financial sector. It ensures competition in the commercial sector and the evolution of important environments for the growth of commerce and industry. Economically, a lower interest rate creates a conducive environment for the economy to prosper. A decrease in the interest rate offers a common eventuality for taking equity capital expenditures firsthand, as well as seeing the firm's faith by making substantial investments in the growing segment and generating huge profits. High interest rates reduce trade because they were regularly associated with high inflation. Money supply has a resilient influence on economic motion because it is the only mode of exchange in business. This suggests that if there could be an increase in money supply, the outcome is a decrease in interest rates, thus high economic growth and development. Manufacturers recognize improving by pooling additional resources and intensifying their manufacturing capacity. As soon as trade prospers, the response for employment and investment goods increases. Stock market prices rise and companies issue more stocks and debt. In this perspective, the money supply has continued to expand. Prices start to rise if production growth reaches capacity limits. People start to expect inflation and lenders demand higher interest rates, while consumer purchasing power decreases over the life of their loans. Population and International Trade. A research by McCoy, 2007, concluded that population has a strong affinity to increase trade in the level of specialization by generating gains from specialization. On the contrary, Delarixa, 1999, found a negative coefficient. For a negative relationship between population and trade movements, the study recommended that imports and exports are capital-intensive in production. The effect of population on trade is also different depending on whether the estimate is short-term or long-term. In the short term, it can have a positive impact on trade flows because many products are exported as a result of an increase in the labor force and an increase in the level of specialization. In the long run, as the population increases, per capita income also declines, impoverishing each individual, resulting in a decline in both production and exports. From a microeconomic point of view, the lower per capita income also causes a decrease in the demand for imports. Mathen and Kua et al., 2015, conducted a research to investigate the role of trade openness, investment and population in Syria and used the time series data from 1980 to 2010. Co-integration test results point out that the GDP is significantly and positively correlated to the trade openness, investment, and population. The results of the Granger causality test designate a bidirectional connection of short-term causality between trade openness, investment, population, and GDP. There are also long-term two-way causality relationships between investment, population, and GDP, and long-term, one-way causality relationships ranging from trade openness to GDP. The study's findings point out that population had the main effect on GDP, so the study suggested improving the quality of human capital in the country, as well as refining investment and opening the Syrian economy to the global market. Methodology. Research design. Longitudinal design was used in the study. Panel data methodology allows the testing and modifications of assumptions that are contained in cross-sectional analysis. Madeleine Wu, 2001, Baltoge, 2005. Panel data provides more facts, more variability in competition, as well as capturing and measuring effects that are not noticeable in cross-sectional examination. The design is appropriate for tracking changes over time and relates them to variables that could explain why the changes occur. Measurements are taken on each variable over two or more different time periods. This allows the researcher to measure the change in the variables over time. The longitudinal research design allows analysis of the duration of a particular phenomenon under investigation. The design allows the measurement of differences or changes in a variable from one period to another, that is, the description of patterns of change over time, and allows the prediction of future results based on the above. Study area. The study was conducted in East Africa region, which covers an area of approximately 1.8 million square kilometers with a population of approximately 196 million people as of 2017. Resnick, 2017. It comprises five countries: Republic of Kenya, the Republic of Burundi, Republic of Rwanda, Republic of Uganda and United Republic of Tanzania. EEC has its headquarters in Arusha, Tanzania, and its official language is English. World Bank, 2017. Sources of data. The data for this study was obtained from World Bank, Kenya National Bureau of Statistics. World Integrated Trade Solution and Central Banks of Every Member State Understudy. Target Population. The research targeted selected East Africa Community Member States. These are Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Rwanda, and Burundi. These countries have similar social, economic, and political characteristics. Moreover, they are members of the same economic bloc. South Sudan was omitted due to unavailability of complete data because it became a full East African Community member in 2016, UNCTAD, 2018. Stationarity test. A variable is stationary if its mean, variance, and autocovariance remain constant regardless of where the measurement is taken. If a time series variable has a unit root where the time series data does not have a constant variance, and to avoid reporting false results arising from regression of non-stationary data on one or more non-stationary data, the variables are differentiated to achieve stationarity. Kudarati, 1999. The Levin-Lynch-Chu panel data unit root test was also performed on the following model. 1. Where is a white noise series, when it designates existence of unit root denotes stationarity? Choi, 2006, Phillips and Moon, 1999. Measurement of volatility using the GARC model. GARC, PQ, model was estimated to obtain the exchange rate volatility. First order regressive. R, processes of order 1, is followed. GARC model gives good prediction of effective exchange rate volatility. In its simplest form, the GARC model can be written as underscore T equals 2, plus U underscore N1 to plus underscore T1 to D underscore N1 plus underscore N1 to plus underscore T2, where underscore T equals 2, is the conditional variance of exchange rate for the previous year, comma and are the coefficients, underscore N12 is the mean square of the previous year and D underscore N takes the value of 1 for underscore T less than 0 and 0 otherwise. This is the general GARC, PQ, model, with p-lag terms of the squared error term and q-terms of the lagged conditional variance. Specification of econometric model. Log x underscore it equals underscore 0 plus underscore 1 log x r v underscore it plus underscore 2 log x r underscore it plus underscore 3 logms underscore it plus underscore 4 log gnf underscore it plus underscore 5 log pop underscore it plus underscore 6 log di underscore it plus underscore it plus underscore it. 3. Where EXB underscore it is the sum of all tradables from one country to another measured in US dollars. EXRV underscore it is the exchange rate volatility semicolon. EXR underscore it is the exchange rate of each country in relation to the US dollar. IS underscore it is the money supply, made up of M1 and M2, measured in USD semicolon. INF underscore it is the inflation rate. POP underscore it is the population growth of a particular member country in millions. FDI underscore it is the foreign direct investment in USD semicolon underscore it is the individual specific effects, assumed to be correlated in fixed effects model and uncorrelated in random effects model. Underscore it is the error term. Underscore 0 is the intercept. Underscore 1 underscore 6 are the parameter estimates, T is the time trend, N is cross-sectional units. In this study, EXB underscore it, NIS underscore it and POP underscore it were transformed into a logarithmic form to remove skewness and make the data conform to normality. Results in discussion. Stationarity. From the results presented in Table 1, Trade, Population, FDI, exchange rate, money supply, and exchange rate volatility contain the unit root in levels. It was found that the inflation rate does not contain the unit root in the levels. The use of non-stationary variables in regressions can lead to spurious results and, therefore, it was necessary to use differentiated variables. Table 1. Results of Levin-Lin Chiu test. Variables at levels. Variable EXPT Z inverse normal 0.1957 p-value 0.5776 remarks. Unit root pop Z inverse normal 1.6035 p-value 0.9456 remarks. Unit root INF Z inverse normal 3.6177 p-value 0.0001 remarks. Stationary FDI Z inverse normal 0.6785 p-value 0.7512 remarks. Unit root ERT Z inverse normal 2.2365 p-value 0.9875 remarks. Unit root MIS Z inverse normal 0.8544 p-value 0.8036 remarks. Unit root ERV Z inverse normal 0.3551 p-value 1.0024 remarks. Unit root first difference variable EXPT Z 5.6771 p-value 0.00000 remarks. I1 pops E 3.1340 p-value 0.00000 remarks. I1 INF Z 3.1340 p-value 0.00000 remarks. I0 FDI Z 9.2666 B value 0.0000 remarks. I1 ERT Z 4.3296 B value 0.0000 remarks. I1 MIS Z 3.2680 P value 0.0000 remarks. I1 ERV Z 1.9800 B value 0.0465 remarks. I1 Source Author's Own Compilation from Stat Output 2019. One of the approaches of dealing with spurious regression is testing whether each of the multiple series is I1. In the first difference, all variables were stationary at the 5% level of significance. The Levin-Lin Chiu bias adjusted test statistic T equals minus 4.0 to 7.7 is significantly less than 0, p less than 0.05. Thus, the null hypothesis of unit root was rejected, that is, that equals 0 in favor of the alternative hypothesis. Based on the Hausmann test, prob greater than chi t equals 0.000 was estimated. The null hypothesis that random effects are better than fixed effects was rejected and fixed effects were adopted. This implies that the country-specific effects are correlated with the independent variables and, therefore, the fixed effects model was used to test hypotheses. Exchange rate volatility. To measure exchange rate volatility, the study employed a generalized autogressive conditional heteroscedasticity, ARCH/GARP. The coefficient of exchange rate volatility is positive and statistically significant at 5% equals 1.0908 and p equals 0.000 less than 0.05. It implies that a 1% increase in exchange rate volatility in each trade increases by 1.0908%. If traders are risk averse, At exchange rate volatility increases the expected marginal utility of export earnings and thus improves exports. These findings fit the risk portfolio theory with the conjecture that high risk implies high returns. Therefore, the increased risk due to fluctuations in exchange rates could rather increase the volume of trade, SANADS and IAB, 2017. Table 3. Fixed effects model. Regression resets for a fixed effects model. Number of OBS equals 78. F6 semicolon 55 equals 114.57. Prob greater than F equals 0.000. R square equals 0.5971. Exports popkef.2.6362 std. R 0.884 to T to .98 P greater than vertical bar T vertical bar 0.00495% 8.7230 conf. Interval 4.4001. Export signs kef dot 0.0010 std. R 0.0130 T 0.08 P greater than vertical bar T vertical bar 0.93695% 0.0265 conf. Interval 0.0244. Exports to KEF.0.2018 STD. R 0.04 to 64.74 P greater than vertical bar 0.0095% 0.1183 conf. Interval 0.2852. Exports XTGF.0.0008 STD. R 0.0001 T5.64 P greater than vertical bar T vertical bar 0.00095% 0.0011 conf. Interval minus 0.0005. Exports MSKEF.2.9468 STD. R 0.30 to 59.74 P greater than vertical bar 0.00095% to .3407 conf. Interval 3.5530. Exports of KEF.3.5675 STD. R 0.7918 T4.51 P greater than vertical bar 0.00095% 1.9809 conf. Interval 5.1540. Exports consco F.40 to .3022 STD. R 2.5015 T16.91 P greater than vertical bar 0.00095% 47.3153 conf. Interval minus 37.2891. Source, author's own compilation from Stat Output, 2019. Population, pop. As positive and significant effect on entries African trade, B value 0.0040 less than 0.05, at 5% level of significance. It had a positive coefficient of 2.636 to which shows that a unit increase in population implies increase in entries African trade. The study interprets this positive population effect that the increase in population causes an increase in the market. Larger population implies more supply of labor force and improved labor specialization, which implies more production and more goods for both domestic and foreign markets. Moreover, population increase may lead to increased demand for imported goods as well. The findings follow earlier studies by Motlane, et al., 2015. On the contrary, studies by Nuriglo, 2010, and Ambitsa et al., 2019 found a negative relationship between population and trade among the EEC member states. They argued that a higher population causes a higher dependence ratio and condensed income per individual, which makes people poorer, leading to low production and finally decline in international trade. The fixed effect regression results showed that inflation, INF, had no significant effect on intra-East African trade. FDI had positive and significant effect on intra-East African trade, P. value 0.0000, less than 0.05. A unit increase in foreign direct investment causes a 0.2018 unit increase trade. Driven by the progressive liberalization of trade policies, the politically stable environment and the availability of factors of production or resource endowments in the region attract foreign direct investment. Fixed effects model showed that exchange rate, EXT, is a vital determinant of intra-East African trade, P, value less than 0.05. The coefficient showed that the unit change in exchange rate results in a decrease in intra-East African trade by 0.0008 units. An increase in the exchange rate fluctuation would lead to a reduction in foreign trade because there are costs associated with exchange rate variability and these reduce the incentive to trade. Furthermore, the negative exchange rate coefficient implies that the depreciation of the currency will cause a reduction in international trade because it will increase the cost of imports. Money supply, MNS, registered a positive and significant effect on intra-East African trade, P, value less than 0.05. A unit increase in money supply leads to 2.9468 units increase in intra-East African trade. This affiliation concerning money supply and intra-East African trade is because an increase in the supply of money raises the income level. Due to the higher per capita income, people feel better and this motivates people to venture into production. A high production implies that more goods will be used for the domestic market and the surplus will be exported to external markets. Manufacturers will demand raw materials when companies prosper. More workers with better wages will be employed. Importing products for which a country has a comparative disadvantage in production will not present any challenge because individuals are fine. The coefficient of exchange rate volatility is positive and statistically significant at 5% equals 1.0908 and P equals 0.000 less than 0.05. It implies that a 1% increase in exchange rate volatility in EEC trade increases by 1.0908%. These findings can be interpreted in such a way that if traders are risk-averse, the high volatility of exchange rates increases and thus the expected marginal utility of export earnings improves exports. These findings follow a risk portfolio theory with the conjecture that higher risk implies high returns. Thus, increasing risk due to fluctuating exchange rates could rather increase the volume of trade, DeGraw, 1996. Conclusion and recommendation. It can be concluded that in intra-East Africa community region, exchange rate volatility is observable. In addition, exchange rate, money supply, population, and foreign direct investment have an influence on intra-EEC regional trade. Furthermore, there is need for partner states of EEC to enact and implement laws and policies that are geared towards stabilization of exchange rates without resorting to foreign exchange interventions to attract and encourage foreign investors and to create a conducive environment for investment. From the findings, population has come out to be a significant factor for foreign trade. Therefore, partner states and the EEC should formulate and pass laws that increases both the size and maintain population at par with economy to spur economic growth. A considerable population implies that citizens receive a quality education, medical attention that is translated into specialized labor, thus increasing production for export and the consumption of locally manufactured goods. EEC member states should formulate policies that help streamline the functions of their financial markets to ensure efficient credit issuance and foster financial development. The EEC member states must formulate policies that strengthen their institutional framework to guarantee the proper functioning of the markets. Weak institutional frameworks frequently change laws, creating inefficiencies in public administration that hamper FDI.